Amen. Joshua chapter number 2, if you have a Bible, I'd like to turn with us this morning. Brother Ronnie, if you cut us down just a little bit. Certainly a privilege to be here this morning. I don't know how many times we've been here, but we've been here a lot over the years. And I thought about it when I saw that family. I brought one of my grandboys today, and when I started coming here, mine was that size or smaller. And I'm going to tell you, if you'll keep them in the house of God, and you'll get them around the people of God, get them around the preaching of the gospel, pray for them and work through the hard times, it'll help you, boy, and it'll make something that the Lord can use. And boy, it's good. And I appreciate them kids getting up and singing, stirred our heart already today. I've been trying to pray for this meeting. Don't get to come as much as we'd like to come. But as I said already, it's always a blessing to come. Never come with the mind to preach, but I don't want to try to shun the opportunity. I appreciate that. And I'll tell you, as it always does, especially in this meeting, it just makes my knees knock, Brother Joel, and it makes me feel like I've got an old sick feeling. And I guess I'll tell you, I hope that don't go away. As unpleasant as it gets sometimes without that, I know it takes that, Brother Mike, to be able to get to where you can deliver the message of God. And I don't love that part of it, but I sure need his help. The Lord don't come by. Let's get down in a minute. He will. I'd love to try to preach to you this morning. Joshua chapter 2. I want to begin reading maybe in the middle of this story to save a little time this morning. Let somebody else preach. In verse number 8, try to read a few verses here and leave you what the Lord's laid on our heart for the morning. Joshua chapter 2 and verse number 8. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, and whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our heart did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in us, in any man, because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I've showed you kindness, that you'll also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered, our life for yours, if you utter not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we'll deal kindly and truly with thee. And then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, unto the pursuers be returned, and afterward you may go your way. And the men said unto her, we'll be blameless of this thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father, and thy mother, and thy brethren, and all the father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of the house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we'll be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head. And if any hand be upon him, and if thou utter this our business, then we'll be quit of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according unto your word, so be it. And they sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came into the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. Father, this morning as we bow, Lord, our unworthy head, Lord, and just Father, thank you for another opportunity for the breath of life this morning, Father, and that we woke up, Lord, again, Father, and had a, Lord, in a right mind, had health and strength to come, Lord, had a desire bubbling down in our heart, Lord, to go to the house of God. Thank you, Lord, for the days gone by here in this services, Lord, where you've helped my life down through the years. Hey, thank you, Lord, for the messages of God and the preachers, Lord, that's preached here today. But, hey, God, here's another year, Lord, another time of camp meeting. And, Lord, as we bow our unworthy heads, we realize our littleness today. God, if you don't come by, Lord, it'll all be in vain. The preacher's done said, I pray, Lord, you'll be in every portion of this service. God, I pray for the moderator of the service, Lord, these that try to help in the singing. Father, pray you lay on somebody's heart a testimony. How, Lord, that the church needs to hear. And God, if there be one lost, never known you, in the free pardon of sin, Father, I pray you help that straying one today. I pray for the people of God that you'd encourage them, Lord. Father, this meeting's over. Whenever they have to go back or get to go back to their places of abode, Lord, that they'll receive some bread, Lord, and some meat and some wine, God, that'll help us, Lord, in days to come when times get hard, Lord, that it might be what you'd have us to be back in our respective places of worship and of service. Oh, God, bless us now in this time. Thank you for the portion you directed our heart of to the Word of God. And help us, Lord, that we might say what you'd have said in this hour, I pray. For it's in Jesus' name we beg. Amen. Thank you for reading with us. And I know that was a little bit of lengthy reading. It's probably familiar to most of you that know the Bible way better than I do. I don't want to look at this lady here, this Rahab the harlot, the Bible calls her. Amen. And preach, if God would help us. I've got to where I can't see nothing just about it, so please excuse me for that. But verse number 15, where the Bible said there that she dwelt upon the wall. And I want to preach on a thought that God's laid on our heart this morning. That when I was a kid, they would, whatever we was doing, if it was playing ball or working or going to school or taking homework or whatever, hey man, and it seemed like I was just doing half my effort, just wasn't really giving it all I had. Hey man, the elders would come around and they'd grab me up and they'd say, son, you're straddling the fence. And you're going to have to get on one side or the other so that you can be effective in what we're trying to do. I don't try to preach if God would help us on that little call this morning, just straddling the fence. Now, this lady, the Bible calls her the harlot Rahab. We're not talking about the Sunday school teacher Rahab. We're not talking about the Christian Rahab. Amen. But we're talking about the harlot, Rahab, one, amen, that had been raised around sin, one that did not know God in the free pardon of sin, amen, one that when she woke up on Sunday morning, there's nobody to take her to the house of God, there's nobody, amen, to look after her spiritually. And I don't know how she heard about it, but sometime down through her life, somebody came around, said, there's a people over yonder in Israel, amen, that whenever they came up against the Pharaoh and his great army years ago, amen, Lord, the Lord, come on the scene, spread the water out and let them walk across on dry ground, amen. And the Lord, when Pharaoh and his army got in the same place, he closed it up and caused them to die there. And as she, amen, began to think about that, and she'd heard there'd be a day when it happened in her land, and that's all she had to work with. She didn't have a King James, a Bible, amen, like you and I have. She didn't have a preacher to preach the gospel to her. She didn't have, amen, a mom and daddy that loved her and took her to church. But all she had is that historical fact of what God had done for the children of God. And so Moses had died. And Moses, when he died, because, and I don't get tied up in that, you know why he died early? Why didn't he need to go on over? And they come, amen, to the River Jordan. Amen.
Hey, God, the water was there again. And God is going to have to, I'm not talking about a little old stream of a creek. I'm talking about a deep and wide, a moving rough river Jordan. Amen. And there was there in between them and the promised land. Hey, God, they didn't have enough boats to get across 6 million people. Amen. Plus, amen, but they had to, amen, somewhere or another get across the water. And I hear the Lord in the first chapter of Joshua, I begin to talk to Joshua. And the Bible said, he said, be strong and of a good courage. Amen. Gird your loins. I'm going to tell you what to do. Amen. I appreciate a word from the Lord. Amen. When it looks like it's rough and wide, and it looks like we can't make it, amen, I appreciate a word from God's man, and that'll tell us what we need to do, and that we can gird our loins and move on towards heaven. Amen. And that's kind of what happened. Joshua stood there and heard what God had to say. No, because sooner than Joshua got finished, the Lord got finished, Joshua took the reins, amen, with full confidence, amen. I appreciate this preacher, amen, when things fell out like they did a few years ago, and him taking the reins and just carrying this meeting on. That's enough, I guess, said about that, but I love you, pastor, here. I love the church here. And so Joshua, amen, I began to listen for the Lord. And one of the first things he done, said, on two of you men, had to go over to Jericho, amen, and spy it out and tell us about it and come back and leave report. And the Bible said them two men went out in the first verse, I think, of chapter number 2. And when they got over there, there was old Rahab of the harlot. It's almost like she's looking for him to come. I don't know what she's wearing. Amen. I doubt if they had a suit and tie. How about there's the glory of God about them? When she saw them, she knew there's God's people. How there's something different about them. Amen. That she's able to recognize. And they had some she didn't have. And then, amen, she come around and said, gentlemen, I've heard about you. I knew you was coming. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We used to live in a day like that where, amen, when the gospel would come to a man, it didn't matter how sorry he'd live. Amen. He'd heard about it before. I don't know. We're still in that day. Amen. Amen. Folk just don't know nothing about it around here no more. I don't like that. I wish it wasn't like that. But it is the day we live. Don't let it get you discouraged. Amen. I'm trying to preach on straddling the fence. That's, pray for me this committee. God, help us if you would. But these men, whenever they begin to talk to her, she, for some reason, saw a difference in their life. And she said, amen, if the king finds out about it, he'll kill you. Amen. So you just head up to the rooftop of our house. And you got some flax talk up there covering the roof so it won't leak. I want you to get down and under that flax talk and hide until I give you a word. Amen. And then them the king, the king of Jericho, which represents the flesh, amen. And the flesh come along and said, how about two men? Have you seen them? Amen. She said, I've seen them. They come along. But then the harlot came out in her and she began to lie. And she said, they did come along, but they was just moving through. And they headed out the gate, amen, up the hill. And I don't know where they are, but if you'll turn out right now, you'd probably catch them. Amen. And she sent them on their way. And they went. The Bible said it dark and closed the gate. When she knew that the gate was closed, she hollered and went back up there and said, I'm coming up. Just hold your peace. And she went up there where them two men of God was. Amen. She started then. Now, don't you notice what happened? She started giving out what, amen, what little bit she did know. She said, now, I've heard about you. Amen. She said, there's great fear on us because of you. Amen. I'll tell you something, fear's good.
Yes, sir.
Knowledge is good. Amen. You got to have a little fear about you, a little knowledge of what's going on. Amen. So you never be dealt with for the gospel. Amen. Hey, God's got to deal with you. Spirit's got to deal with you. Let you know a little bit about what's going on. She couldn't have spoke no scripture. She didn't know nothing about how the Old Testament, the Bible, or anything that they had to work with in that day. Amen. But she said what she had to say. And she said, I got a family. And I realized what's fixing to happen. The Lord showed me that y'all fixing to take this place over. And I'm asking you one thing. Would you save it and save my house? And them men thought about what she said. And then they finally took over the matter. And they said, this is what you do. Amen. The Bible said when they made a deal, she told them, go up to the mountain, hide there for 3 days. Until the pursuers had done what they was going to do, come back into the city. After 3 days, to head out on their journey, do what they was going to do. And the Bible said that she let them down by a scarlet thread. Amen. A rope or whatever it was. Down out of the loft of that house. Down across the wall. Over on the other side. Amen. And she let them out down through there. And she started to talk again. And the Bible said them two men said, I'll tell you something. This oath don't mean nothing if you go back on your word. Amen. In other words, they weren't interested in what she's had to say from this point on. It's all about what they had to say because they was carrying, amen, the power. I hear a lot of folk making deals with God. Amen. Amen. When I was a kid, I'd go to the house of the Lord, and I'd know I wasn't right. I'd go down and I'd make a deal with Him. I'd say, Lord, if you will, I will. Amen. And I'd start all that up. And the Lord, amen, knew what I was doing. He knew I hadn't sold plumb out. He knew I was straddling the fence. Amen. And it just seemed like He pulled His presence off of my life for years at a time. I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I couldn't do what I was able to do. I couldn't tie my shoes spiritually, amen, or understand anything the preacher is preaching about because I was straddling the fence, yes. Amen. And this lady, whenever them men closed her mouth, she began to listen to what they had to say. And it stuck in deep. And now listen, there's two kings involved. There's the king of Jericho, which represents the flesh. How about there was the King of Glory, hallelujah, which represented the Lord and represented that she could be, Brother Mike. And the King of Glory said, these men's telling you the truth, amen. And you better hear what they have to say because this is your only chance, amen. And as all that begins to work in her heart, and them men said what they said, she made a confession with her mouth, amen, to them. And whatever they said, that'll be the way it is, amen. In other words, what she said was yes. And when the Spirit of God deals with you today, thank God, He's not looking for you. Amen. If you're lost and undone, never known the Lord, I'll pray for your mama and them. He's not looking for you to pray for the camp. He's looking for you to say yes, Lord. And whatever He's done for your life, I just call her at a will, Lord. When you do that, amen, things will begin to change in your life. Now, it'll prove out in your life whether you meant yes or not. As these days begin to pass by, 3 days passed, and them men headed back over yonder where Joshua was. And Joshua, amen, was waiting on him. I'm believing he knew what was going to happen. Maybe didn't know exactly how it was going to happen. But he knew he'd already give it over in his hand. He just waiting for God to tell him how it's going to all work out. That's about how we are today as the people of God. If I could stop out just a minute. You know, as a child of God, what to him holds. And for the people of God, one day after, why does it matter so much about our journey today? Amen. Help us, Lord, to get off the fence and get about it. Amen. But whenever they came in and told Joshua the matter, just like we've done, talked about and rehearsed it, Joshua said, I tell you what, amen, we're going to go in there. Lord's going to tell us how to do it. We'll do it. We'll take that city. We're going to destroy the whole thing. Save Rahab the harlot and her family. Amen. And just as she said, if she'll hold up her end of the bargain, you save her out of there alive. Amen. If she don't, you kill her with them and her whole family. Amen. That's rough preaching. I realize if you get a hold of what really happened. Amen. But that's about the way it is today. Either you know the Lord and the forgiveness for sin, or you do not, and there's no deal to be made. Amen. And so there she was as she sat. The Bible said in that verse I read, thus upon the wall. For the Bible said she dwelt upon the wall. Amen. What about it today? Is it holding you up in your life? Now listen, there's something for all of us. If you're lost today, amen, it's more serious for you because your soul's in trouble. Your soul's a breath away from hell today if you're lost. If you've been saved by the grace of God today, your life could be hanging in the balances. Amen. What God's called you to do, amen, because you straddled the fence, amen, long enough. We're talking about a people that had circled around an 11-day journey and made 40 years out of it, and every one of them had died. Have a cause from. How the Lord intended all of them to walk over into free land. Amen. But two of them made it. Joshua and Caleb, as only two that started out the journey. These old men were still standing there. I believe they're somewhere around 80 years old. I would say they're still strong, though, and they had everything they needed to lead them across. I won't say it may look like the people of God's wearing out. It may look like we've been at it too long, Brother Joel, and we just don't have the power to do it like the church up the road's got anymore. I won't tell you today we're well able, and God's equipped the people of God how to get off the fence and lead the people on over to the promised land. Amen. We can do it today if we just will. Amen. If we'll get off the fence, I don't tell you what happened. They told Joshua. He said, yeah, that's what we'll do. And the days passed. Amen. And God gave them the plan. What is going to happen? I believe it was they're going to go and march on the first day and go down there to Jericho. And they had a wall around the whole city. And the Bible said how that they began marching one time a day. And they'd done it for 7 days. And on the seventh day, how the Bible said they began to march. And they marched around the city 7 times. And they began to shout whenever Joshua told them to shout. And the Bible said the wall fell down flat. I was thinking about that. I don't understand it. Bible said she dwelt upon the wall. I don't get all that. You know, amen. By the way, you don't have to get everything about it. Amen. He'll give you what you need. Don't get too tore up out what you don't understand. Work with what the pluses and minuses of what God does give you that you do know something about. We wasted too much time with the people of God grappling around with what we don't know nothing about. Amen. And preacher, amen. Hear me, preacher. Just for a minute. Somebody said, when I get up, I can't preach in the power of God. You dallying around stuff you ain't got no business dallying in. Amen. God will give you everything that you've ever needed to get up and deliver the message of God that He'll give you. Amen. Get off the fence today. Get off the fence today. And so, whenever they did what they did, wall fell down flat. And they began to take it over with a great destruction. Amen. Just like what's going to happen right here in Blount County and the whole world. Amen. In America and the whole world. When God says it's enough, friend. Thank God. This place is going to burn up with a fervent heat. The elements of it is going to melt with a fervent heat. Amen. When God says it's over with, it's over with. Amen. And there'll be none to make it out except them that know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. The church, if you will, of the living God. And, amen. So this happened. I'm probably preaching too long. How about listen? They went in there and they'd swept the floor nearly with them. And they'd killed them out and took up the spoil. And they was about to leave out. And Joshua spoke up. Said, what about Rahab the harlot and her people? Where's them two men? And them two men said, We're the ones that made the deal with her. We'll go and see where she's at. And they went back to the same place. Amen. Her house was a mess. It was a mess. But she had some kind of little room in there. Some kind of little sheltered area. Amen. And where she could get. And God in the arms of the Lord. In the cleft of the rock. And while the storm passed by. Amen. And while she waited in the cleft of the rock. Behold, there was the Lord. And deliverance came her way. Hallelujah. And whenever they got up there, she is sitting there waiting on them. I want you to listen now. Amen. This man that was the king of the flesh, old Jericho king. Amen. If word had got to him of what had went on. Amen. Before Joshua and the children of Israel ever got there, he'd have killed her. And she knew that. Amen. But she knew her only chance was the ones that held deliverance in their hands. Amen. That was the church. Amen. Hallelujah. Now listen to me, preacher. Listen to me, Christian, here today. I won't tell you where your life's at. It's over at the church house. At the local assembly of God. Where the people of God are locked arm in arm listening for the word from heaven. Amen. Where the preacher stands up with the authority of God's word and sounds off the gospel trumpet Sunday after Sunday. Amen. That's where your life is. That's where your deliverance is. Amen. And the Lord's wanting to help you in your life. How about you've sat around on the fence long enough? I've seen it too many times. God will do exactly what He's going to do. And somebody will sit on the fence and say, "I will when you do." And when are you going to understand? It ain't up to what you say God's done and what He's going to do. Amen. And get off the fence. Amen. And go about it. Get after it, if you will. Amen. Now listen. She knew they could deliver some way or another. Amen. Can you imagine the fear? Whenever the bombs started sounding off, the guns and the weapons and the screaming and the hollering and the swords and the horses running through and all that happened. And the sound of war, amen, as they sat right there and the buildings begin to fall and the walls begin to fall and all these things. Can you imagine if she had listened to her flesh, what her flesh would have done? It'd run. It'd run. I talked to my kids the other day. Hey, you ought not have to talk to your kids about this, but in our area, amen, the churches has been talking about what will you do if they come in on you, amen. We've been getting a plan. We've been trying to decide what we would do. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but amen, what I tell my kids is, if you hear it happening, amen, don't sit there and wait on them, run. Run, get out of there, amen. And so this is literally probably what went in her mind. How the flesh told her when the trouble started happening, how to run. Amen. Just like whenever I was under conviction and a little old boy. And just like when I was a man growing up and God gripped hold of my life and said, "You need to holler down here and get off the fence." My flesh and old king of the flesh said, "Run, son. Run. Why don't you just run away from it and get away from me? Hey, man, come back up here to your good spot on the fence. You'll be able to tell what they're doing. Nobody will ever know where you are with God. Hey, man, and you can live your life out right here. Hey, man, if you've been saved, that's good enough. Why you won't take anybody else that forsaken place? It ain't fun being a Christian anyway. Hey, man, and the devil will say these things to you and get you warped up. I want to remind you, she'd have ran, what the Bible said. Bible said any of them that come down on the street will be killed with the rest of them. They'll look like just the rest of them. But when the Lord found them, or when them two servants found them up there in the cleft of the rock, amen, hollered down where God said, "Stay." Hallelujah! And when He comes back one day after a while, and we're hollered down over here at the house of God, and waiting on Him to, amen, blow the trumpet, what do you think He's going to say? Hallelujah. Oh, how about somebody getting off the fence this morning? Amen. And locking arms with the people of God and moving on towards glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. It's going on whether you do or not. I just have to remind you that. It's not depending on whether or not I do my part or you do your part, Brother Mayo. Our Brother Andrew gets back over yonder to Amazon where the Lord's put him. It don't depend on all that. Amen. Everything's been done, it's going to be done. God just gives us the word because He loves us. Amen. And He's willing to enjoy the journey. Amen. Bring somebody else along with us. But we sat on the fence long enough. Amen. We straddled the fence. Amen. It's just about where you don't see hardly anybody saved anymore. Don't hardly even see anybody growing. I thought about my life. And whenever they got up and started saying, I thought about my life where I was years ago. We started bringing them kids. How the Lord was working in my heart. How I'd come out from where I'd come out from. Amen. And I really could never have gotten nowhere. Where was I? And amen, it was dry when I left town and dry when I got there, Brother Mike. But by faith, I done the best to just, I knew I was miserable where I was at, Brother Joel. I knew I had to do something. I knew there's more of this Christian walk. What I was kidding. And I had to get off the fence and burn my house alone. And I had to do something about it. I quit worrying about what everybody else thought. I didn't worry about what the preacher said. Hallelujah. Amen. Till I knew I could yoke up with Him in the Spirit. Whenever I knowed I could, I knowed He wouldn't tell me wrong. Amen. There's some people in this walk of life that you can yoke up with and that God works through. Amen. You trust them. Amen. Because God's in them. Amen. I'll make a mistake in my flesh. I don't mean to, but I will. But the working of the Holy Ghost, the work of how the Bible said that all things work together for good out of them that know the Lord, to them it's called according to His purpose. So you can rest in that. You ain't got to worry about it. Ain't got to wonder about it today. If the Lord's called you to do something and you're sitting around waiting this morning, amen. I want to remind you of the same place you was yesterday morning. You're the same place you was this time last year, amen. When are you going to get off the fence? Amen. And in my life, when them kids was little, we'd come over here to this place and other places that God had sent us. We'd go back to our respected places. Amen. And then I couldn't see nothing happen. In my life, how about all the time God is helping me? He is helping me to grow. He's placing me where He wanted me. He's led me here what I needed to hear. And He's growing my life and my family. Boy, I quit worrying about it. I gave it over to His hand. That's what I see Rahab the harlot doing. And I'll tell you another thing. I finally just gave up on this world. Amen. It let me down so many times, Brother Joel. Amen. That don't mean I don't care about what I do. Amen. I try to put all my can into my job. I like my job. And I try to help folk around the way. And all that. And that's okay. I understand that. But it's got its place. Amen. And I ain't going to be able to change the world. And of myself. Won't do me no good worry about it. Amen. It's a hindrance to me. So I decided just to get off the fence. And try to follow the Lord. And when He said move, I'd move. Amen. And try to just get acquainted with what His voice sounds like.
Amen.
I found out this. Same way He called me to be saved. It's the same way He showed me what church I need to be in. He's the same way. It's the same way He leads my life daily. Same way He helps me through the gospel when the man of God gets up and preaches. Amen. And I get to a place the next week where I'm at another crossroads, another stumbling block, another hill to climb, another valley to walk through. I find out that strange, still, small voice that led me to and got me saved in the first place will lead me on down life's road, and I can get in the church of the living God and receive the help of God available through Jesus Christ. Amen. And so just getting off the fence, amen, was a big time blessing in my life. I still go back to take a trip to the fence occasionally. Amen. Knowing better, I do. That's the flesh in you. That's the old King of Jericho in you. You got Him and I got Him today. I don't tell you if you'll starve Him. Don't pay Him no attention. Amen. And feed the King of glory in your life. Feed that spirit man. Hallelujah. He's perfect. He's got perfection for your life. Amen. If you'll ever just get in there with Him and follow Him, you'll find joy, peace, and long-suffering and everything that you ever could be. Thank you, Lord. That's good enough, I guess. That's all the Lord's given me this morning. Amen. That thing will preach a while. If you wanted to preach it a while, it will. But I just want to ask you this morning, if you're on the fence and you know you're on the fence and the Lord showed you where you are, whenever they get up and sing a song here before they ever get it good and started, won't you come do business with the Lord? You may not get another chance to get back over here. He may say, well, when brother so-and-so preaches, I will. Spirit may be dealing with you right now. Amen. And the deal was made when them men said, now notice what she done. She started making deals. She did. And they said, look, the deal's over with. We've done what we're going to do. And we're out of the oath. The Bible said we'll be quit of the oath. In other words, we ain't holding up our end if you don't hold up your end. Hallelujah. So it's the best thing that you can do is hush and tell me yes when I come along. And that's what she done, because she believed him, amen. Because God had showed her some way or another, and he showed you. I believe he has. You wouldn't be here this morning if he hadn't. He showed you. This is the way. This is the truth. This is the life. This is where your life is in the church of the living God. Why don't you come? Get off fence this morning while they come to the verse of song. Pastor of the church stands out here at the front. We'll have a verse of invitation. Amen. And go further in the service. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate you letting me preach, Brother Joel.